So step number one, the only reason that Hashem created me is in order to share His goodness with me. Full stop. Step number two, ultimately, that goodness being shared with us takes place in Olam Haba and not in Olam Hazeh. There's a phenomenal analogy offered of a little bit of understanding for us to appreciate what it means to be in the next world, which is eternal, as opposed to this world, which is a maximum of 120 years. Take a large stadium and imagine that we would fill the entire stadium with sand. That's going to be a lot of sand. Imagine every 1,000 years, every 1,000 years, a little bird would remove one grain of sand and take it elsewhere. Let's just try to conceptualize how long will it take for this stadium to be emptied of sand. The number is so big, it probably can't fit on a calculator. Billions and billions and billions and billions of years. Now, that is not eternity. That is still a limited number of years, even though it's many. Eternity means forever. Hashem desires to share His goodness with us in a place where we are there forever to experience His goodness. Forever and ever. That is what, a little bit of an idea of what it means to live in Olam Haba, to live in eternity. Okay, let's move to step number three. If Hashem created me just to be good to me, and if that goodness ultimately takes place in Olam Haba, the question is, what am I doing in this world? This world is a world of challenge, a world of pain, a world of a lot of suffering. If you really love me and you really want to give to me, take me straight to the next world. Just put me there. If we believe in Hashem and we believe in what the Torah says, we do not doubt that the next world is beyond description of pleasure. In comparison to this world, you can't even begin to compare them. It's such a great level of pleasure. So just put me there. I'm ready for the delight in your goodness. That's the only reason you created me, to share it with me. I'm ready. Why do I have to suffer through the challenges of being in this world? To explain this concept to the best that we can understand it, we will offer a classic analogy that helps to portray this point. If I were to give you $1 million, I'd just say, you're a great friend. Here's $1 million, just as a present. It would make you happy. You can use that usefully. And you'd say thank you and appreciate that you received $1 million. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two, you start your own initiative, your own business. You strike a deal that gets you $1 million. You worked very hard for many hours trying to build that up. And eventually you succeeded in making that deal that brought you in $1 million after many, many hours of hard work. In which case would one feel more satisfaction and pleasure? It's the same $1 million one receives in terms of the figure. And you can do the same things in your life with the amount one received from both scenarios. But everybody understands that in scenario number two, a person has much, much more pleasure, much, much more enjoyment. And that is because you earned it yourself, as opposed to it just being given to you as a present. Of course, we can't fully at all understand Hashem's ways and Hashem's thought process and why He designed things exactly in the way that He does and did design things. However, this is an idea that helps us digest the concept a little bit. This idea from the Torah commentaries coming from Hashem. This is Hashem's perspective. We are in this world ultimately in order to earn the next world. He could have just placed us there straight away. He could have created us without the need to come to this world and suffer and go through challenges. Remember, the only reason He created us is to be good to us. He doesn't want us to suffer. So He could have just put me directly in Olam Haba. He did not do so because He wants us to earn Olam Haba. And in Hashem's great wisdom, He understood that the best way for us to earn Olam Haba is by experiencing our lives in Olam Hazeh and earning our place in Olam Haba. If we do that successfully, our experience in Olam Haba will be the highest form of pleasure. And remember, that is forever, eternally. So our existence in this world is to earn Olam Haba. So step number one, Hashem created us only to be good to us, to share His goodness with us. Step number two, that goodness takes place in Olam Haba and does not take place in Olam Hazeh, because we experience so much suffering in this world. So why would Hashem just put us here if He wants to share His goodness with us? So step number two, that goodness takes place in the next world, in Olam Haba. Step number three, if so, why did Hashem place us in this world at all? Just place us directly in the next world. And the answer is because in Hashem's great wisdom, He understood that in order to provide us the ultimate experience of pleasure, we need to earn our place in the next world. And being in this world gives us the opportunity to earn our place forever, eternally, in Olam Haba.